Chinese national arrested again after multiple efforts to enter Mar-a-Lago. Florida's Palm Beach County Police on November 8th arrested a Chinese national after he tried, again, to enter President-elect Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, according to court records. Li Zijia, a 39-year-old living in suburban Los Angeles on a student visa, allegedly arrived at the Trump property in an Uber on the afternoon of November 7th, the latest in a number of attempts he made to get into the resort in the past few weeks. He made the trip hours after getting out of a mental hospital, where had he spent the previous week after a similar effort made in late October, according to a police affidavit. Li now faces two counts of trespassing, according to the county's jail records. He's being held in the Palm Beach County Main Detention Center on a $100,000 bond. The arrest has heightened security concerns around Trump, who narrowly survived an assassination attempt in July during a Pennsylvania rally. In September, the FBI identified a man pointing a rifle through a fence at Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach just before Trump's arrival on site. The Justice Department on Friday said it had stopped an Iranian plot to kill Trump and charged three men allegedly involved in a murder-for-hire network. Li first tried to gain entry into Mar-a-Lago on July 19th, 6 days after the Pennsylvania rally shooting, according to court documents viewed by the Epoch Times. Li pulled up a gray Toyota and told Secret Service agents he had information implicating China in the assassination attempt and wished to give them the documents. The Palm Beach police issued a trespass warning and told him not to return. In the following days, Li drove into the town of Palm Beach at least four times, going up to the north checkpoint, but didn't try to enter Mar-a-Lago, the court record said. On July 30th, officers observed Li driving toward the Mar-a-Lago checkpoint and placing paperwork about Trump on vehicles. He was arrested the next day for allegedly trespassing on the premises. A local court ordered him to stay 500 feet away from the resort and from Trump. His next attempt was on October 30th when he tried to enlist help from a resident who lives nearby, court documents read. The woman had a Trump 2024 political sign on her yard. Li asked if she was a Mar-a-Lago club member and whether she could drive him inside. The woman refused, and after seeing him enter a white Toyota, called the police, who placed him into a mental hospital. He returned to Mar-a-Lago the day of his release. In the affidavit regarding the latest intrusion effort, Palm Beach police said, due to the increased attempts by Li to gain entrance into Mar-a-Lago to make contact with the president-elect, a future attempt could lead to an escalation of enforcement. The Trump resort has faced repeated intrusion efforts, including two from Chinese nationals. During Trump's first term as president, a Chinese businesswoman carried four cell phones, a computer, and an external hard drive past the security checkpoint, telling a Secret Service agent that she was there to use the pool, then later presenting herself to reception as an attendee of an already canceled event. The woman, Zhang Yujing, was sentenced to 8 months in prison for illegally entering the site. She was deported to China 2 years later, in November 2021. After that incident, another Chinese national, named Liu Jing, in December 2019 was arrested after she entered the property and began taking pictures. A judge later acquitted her of trespassing charges, but issued a six-month sentence on a separate charge of resisting arrest. During Trump's 2018 Thanksgiving visit to the resort, a University of Wisconsin student sneaked into the Palm Beach Club by standing with a group entering Mar-a-Lago. He pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and apologized for the act. The Epoch Times has contacted Li's lawyer for comment.